welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am Blau Methodique Bynum, and we're speaking to you from the Washington, Baltimore metropolitan area. Again, welcome to our show where we will be right back with our discussion. Again, this is an open mic, so if you're a business person, you can certainly call into the show and participate and give your talk about your business and how we can help you promote, hopefully, your business. The call-in number is 657-383-1372. 657-383-1372. Again, I am your host, Bilal Methodique Bynum. We'll be right back after a commercial break with tonight's show. Tonight's show again. I am your host, Bilal Methodique Bynum, and my co-host, I'll be with you also, Abdulaziz Shaheed, will be my co-host tonight. Again, anyone who wishes to call in to discuss your business and join tonight's discussion, you can call, excuse me, that call-in number would be 657-383-1372, and you can certainly participate in tonight's show. Brothers and sisters, of course, this is going to be a carryover from North Carolina Trade Show, and we're going to continue to carry that over until you hear from some of those wonderful entrepreneurs who I can tell you right now is going to make a serious change in our business communities throughout this country. So again, we're going to continue to speak on some of these business entrepreneurs, but at the same time, in the very near future, you can expect to speak to many of these entrepreneurs yourself, because they will be making their presentations right here on the New Africa Business Association blog radio. So callers or anyone who, again, wish to participate in tonight's show, we're going to make it more or less an open mic evening. So your participation is certainly welcome. Brother Aziz, did you want to introduce yourself and anything special you want to say before we get into our discussion for this evening?
Well, greetings and some enlightenment to the listening audience. Glad to be here. I'm still getting over trying to get, take in all of that we was involved in there at the convention, at the New Africa Business Association convention, man. There's so many opportunities there.
The trade show was amazing.
Amazing.
It really, really was. And it was so reassuring because, for so many years, it looked like we've been trying to really put Imam W.D. Muhammad's idea together that he presented to us back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
And, of course, I think we've just about got it correct. And there are many, many stories that we can tell, but rather than have, again, you and I to tell these stories, let those who have actually made, and I know for a fact that it's going to make our communities extremely successful, because we now can supply the products and the services that a community needs, and not only the position to the goods and the products, but we can actually support you in obtaining these supplies and services simply by, and we can do it the Islamic way. We're talking about as to where you can be able to become an entrepreneur, where the New Africa Business Association, along with the National Business Association, and let me just say, like we have been informing you all along, the New Africa Business Association is just one association in many.
Yeah.
The New Africa Business Association operates all over this country. Again, we represent the Washington metropolitan area, but again, and we will be giving you some of the identifications of these locations. But if you went to Pennsylvania, if you went to New York, if you went to Jersey, you went to Chicago, you went to California, I can go on and on, you're going to find New Africa Business Association, and all of us come under the heading of the National Muslims Business Council, which is our president, David Hassan.
Yeah.
And like I said, trying to speak on one subject, and you start visualizing all of those opportunities. So I try to take my time so I don't miss out on the importance of all of them. But yes, I've been reassured that we will indeed grow as a business community and as a business nation. And we will do it collectively.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Again, we know we have callers on the phone. We're going to leave the mics up, and we're not going to put anybody on mute. So those of you that are hearing us, you can sort of intercede and join in and share in on the conversation. And just for those who are already on, I would say good evening and welcome. If you have a comment, we will take a few of them right now.
Callers. Brother Bilal.
Summer Lagan, Sister Carol, how are you?
I'm doing great, alhamdulillah. And I wanted to say good evening and assalamu alaikum to all the guest listeners who are with us tonight. I just needed to call in to really thank the New Africa Business Association and all of the supporters and sponsors who gave so willingly to send our young sister Bismillah over to study at Oxford University this summer. We have met our goal. Her tuition is paid. She is booked on the plane, and inshallah, she's looking forward to going and coming back and being able to do a presentation for all of those who, you know, who were well-wishers as well as supporters. But had it not been for your heads-up thinking, all this may not have happened. And I want our listening audience to know you were the one that had the thought to contact Muslim Journal, and that put it out nationwide. And at the last minute, when we thought we couldn't make it, a donor, an anonymous donor, came through and said, "Whatever you don't raise, I'll cover," and put his money where his mouth was. So I want to just thank the listening audience of the New Africa Business Association radio blog and all of the supporters and folk who came through. It's an exciting feeling to set a goal. And remember, we did all of this in 30 days to achieve that goal. So thank you very much.
Sister Carol, it was our pleasure. Like you said, I know young Bismillah, you know, being an in-law of the family, but I also want to thank the supporters. We didn't have a lot of time to promote this because, but within that short period of time where it was promoted, yes, the community showed that we are for our young folks. So we would ask our young folks to keep your talents going. They are recognized and we're there to, I know I will always be ready to support our young talents because I can tell you right now, that's one of the things I found out in North Carolina at the trade show is that we are entrepreneurs who have the education and the experience, but we may not have technology to go with that education and experience. And Brother Isaiah, I think this is something that you was, and we both recognize the young folks that was able to assist and how they were able to assist a lot of us who are professional business folks, how they was able to take our businesses and advance them and show how they could advance our business activities through their technology ideas. And I'm saying very young folks, but had ingenious ideas. So you want to, and also, Sister Carol, before you go, and I hope you're with us for most of it, as long as you wish to be. But before I give up on Bismillah and the support, remember, Bismillah is going to England. She's going to be out the country. And yes, we our tuition, but when our kids go out like that, I'm very concerned about still our financial support. So I would say, again, if we can support Bismillah, with some of the needs she may need while she's in England, I'm certain she would appreciate that too. So we thank you so much for your support, and anything that you would send in to help her to go over safely, have a wonderful experience, and at the same time she wouldn't have any kind of financial burdens that would hold her from her objectives. But again, we thank you so much. And Sister Carol, it's always a pleasure. We know how you and Brother Avery serve and have been serving this community for a long time. So it was our pleasure.
Thank you. Well, as I say, and I'll say it again, it is a blessing to be able to have a platform to take issues like this, and that's the way I see the Business Association as an the New Africa Business Association as a platform where we can bring issues like this. I mean, it was a long shot, and but you were wide open to let's see what we can do. And that's what, sometimes that's all you need is a little faith and and some folk who are willing to join with you to see if we could pull it in. And Allah blessed us, God blessed us, and you know, the rest we hope will be history. But again, the most important thing was the platform that the New Africa Business Association provided for people like myself to be able to bring challenges and have someone listen and have the wherewithal to see if we can accomplish it. And your heads up thinking on Muslim Journal certainly was a wonderful caveat, you might say, to this effort. So again, I want to thank you, thank the New Africa Business Association, and all the believers and listeners who contributed to this cause.
Again, Sister Carol, we certainly appreciate you and your family, and we was glad to help out. Speaking of the Muslim Journal, Brother Aziz, you know what I know. That is a newspaper that we have, the entire community, have become very proactive and start helping that journal.
Yes.
The Muslim Journal is the oldest circulating African-American newspaper in this country that is continuing to be a circulation on a weekly basis. That journal has got to be some, 90 years old or somewhere close to it?
Yeah.
Very old. Anytime you have and that journal serves the entire nation, all of the African-American peoples, and have been, they went through Jim Crow, they went through every segregation, that think of how many folks have died and had to suffer for us to have our Muslim journal. Every African-American, I don't care if you're Muslim or Christian, you should be in that Muslim journal. Because we have no other communication that has given us the communication that the Muslim Journal has given us. Who has given us more information than Malcolm and Muhammad Ali, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Minister Farrakhan, so forth and so on. And
yeah,
has continued to give us that information. We can't lose that. It didn't really hit me until we was down in North Carolina at the trade show, where those who were in charge of all of these businesses, and they showed the importance. And I don't know why I had to have somebody to show me, but it was just a matter. It wasn't so much showing me. It was it was almost like a reminder, something you had forgotten. But no, the Muslim Journal could never. Boy, what would we do without the Muslim Journal? Just think of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
So again, having that Muslim Journal delivered to your homes, having that Muslim Journal, and getting out on the, and you want to know something, Ali? I wouldn't be ashamed to get out and go out and sell, and not the least, and anyone who is ashamed of yourself, get out the way and give I would go out and sell the Muslim Journal to anyone walking past me and would be proud to do it.
Yeah.
I would put my regular business suit on that I tie down when I'm going out doing the that, do the same kind of business. And I don't care where you put down put me on a MacArthur Boulevard. I'll be glad to sell the Muslim Journal. I'm telling you, I would sell it too. Again, because the importance of that paper, even those who are on the outside of your community would have to give it respect.
Yeah.
But it's just something that I'm saying that because it's an effort that we all have to put forward, and that is promoting that Muslim Journal. And that's something else we're going to have, the Muslim Journal, and those who are responsible for the book. They will be. We're going to have some heavy hitters. I can tell you right now, some heavy hitters. You're going to have brothers that we know, Brother Aziz, you and I met them, own their own brand new car dealerships. We ain't talking about used cars.
Right.
Brand new car. And on what, two or three of them?
Yes, two new Toyota dealerships.
Brand new Toyota dealerships.
Right.
And so, which means this man can make a deal with us. You don't have to be in North Carolina to buy this man's car. If he can save me and I can keep a certain profit and a good deal, I would be more than happy to drive from Washington, D.C., Delaware. Go down there and buy yourself a brand new Toyota. But you're going to hear from him. He's going to be on the radio also. All of those large entrepreneurs are interested in speaking to the Washington metropolitan area. They all are. And to show you how much they are interested in speaking to you here in the Washington metropolitan area, Brother Aziz, I'm going to announce you something that was just given to me. No one really knows. I don't even think you know anything about what I'm getting ready to say now. Because I just got the word. The Mid-Atlantic National Muslims Business Council. They have now a Mid-Atlantic a show that they put on. So and the Mid-Atlantic trade show this year, they have decided they want to bring it to Washington D.C. So all of those entrepreneurs that can advance this country, and we know they can advance it, and how they're going to do it, we're going to have them to come on and speak on the radio, and then they will come and present themselves in person. But I can tell you right now, there is no such thing as an African-American. It started with the African-American Muslim, but we say African-Americans because we're going to take this over into all of our communities. That's where you will be doing a contractual agreements with African-American Muslims, and they will be able to supply you with opening your business, not only helping you to incorporate and open your business, but financing you and giving you the products that you want to be, you want to go into the shoe business. You know, one of the things that I've been thinking about, Isaiah, since I was down, after seeing, I mean, all these products that one can buy at wholesale prices, suits, dresses. One of the things, the sister that, the hair sister, a millionaire. It took her 2 years. About 2 years to become a millionaire selling the same thing to what the Orientals be doing.
Yeah.
She went out there and cut the price. Because why? She was able to go over to China, just like many of our overseas our competitors. She went over there, and again, the same under the same business deal the Amer made. She went over there, and now she has a great big wholesale distribution for beauticians and the late those are that in the beauty businesses to where now you can buy products, African Americans buying these products, and you're buying them at a wholesale cost, a very low cost. So again, you'll be hearing from the sisters. All of them will be here, like I said, the heavy hitters. We met them, we shook hands with them, and they're millionaires. You know, one thing about, and I try, I visualize so much of the show. One thing about all those brothers and sisters that we recognize and we know that have made a fortune and made the fortune recently. It's not a fortune they made 15 or 20 years ago. They've made, many of them quit their jobs within the last 5 years or so and made and become millionaires. And those periods of time, and the sister, one of them, the brother down in Mississippi with that Springwater, same situation. But the thing about, and I was trying to, you know, you try to read the body language of especially successful peoples. And I was there looking at how humble, how quiet these millions, I mean, you didn't see them being too emotional or shouting. They was mild-mannered. The voice was mild, even though they're telling you about opportunities as to where they have been successful and they like to bring you along. But it was how, and even all of them, everybody, and we know these folks are rich, but how mild and how nice and polite. You couldn't read nothing about bragging or anything arrogant about any of them.
Right. Absolutely.
So I was amazed at how successful, and I'm trying not, because I'm saying, man, well, I know I've made a couple dollars here and there in business, but I'm nowhere close to being a millionaire. But to see African American brothers and sisters who have, and to see them being so, so humble, so high, so nice, because I would say, you know, you got $1 million, you know, I guess like some of the sports guys, you know, what they say, let the money rain and all that crazy stuff, but no.
Right, they were willing to share their experience as well as information to any of us that would enable us to help us to be able to get in business too. And that's something that a lot of business people are willing to share their knowledge or understanding of how to, you know, go into business as well as make money. And these people were willing to do all of that.
Well, again, and just to show it, like I said, we know the information, but we're not the ones who was to tell you exactly how these brothers and sisters are going to make just about all of us. There's no such thing, from what we know, there's no such thing as a person cannot go into business anymore. Even if you are an ex-con coming out of prison as to where you don't think there's any of them. Not in the Muslim community, especially the African-American, but your support is also there for you. We're willing to put you in business. We're willing to give you the resources. We're willing to help you to get incorporated. We're willing to and have you to become independent, giving you what you need to get started and to grow. You're going to hear from these brothers and sisters who are committed, who are already doing what we're talking about. And I say hear from them because we know Ramadan is coming up. And during the holy month of Ramadan, New Africa Business Association discontinues its business programs as far as talking about business during that holy month. And I know this is something that you and I have agreed on for this year, is that we will not be holding any business sessions during the holy month of Ramadan. We will be turning it over to any imams or any brothers and sisters who have knowledge of the Holy Quran and think that and would like to share your knowledge, then you can call the station and we can set up a program as to where you can be heard as far as Ramadan or your knowledge of the Holy Quran. We would certainly invite that type of conversation about. So any imams that we would love to, that's who we would prefer hearing from it is the imams and let them run the station during that month the way they will. So it's just a matter of you brothers who have that type of knowledge and sisters to give us a call. And of course, the number to call in is 657-383-1372. So, Brother Aziz, with that said, look like next Wednesday will be our last session until after the holy month of Ramadan. I've talked to the National Business Association. We will be starting the sort of organizing that Mid-Atlantic trade show that's coming to Washington, D.C. sometime in October. Like I said, I'm sharing information that haven't hit the press yet. But
right.
It's coming this way, so why not go ahead and talk about it? Since I know it's coming dead at me. But sooner or later, it would be announced to the entire nation. Again, Brother Aziz, and anyone who is listening, it's an open mic. We are going to continue to talk about the trade show and these entrepreneurs that we look forward to having on the station. They won't be coming on until after Ramadan. That's when we will be bringing them on a weekly basis. And they will be introducing who they are, what they can do, what you can do for them, and what they can do for you, and how we can all grow as a community and as a nation when it comes to our business activities. Brother Aziz, any comments you would like to make just before we go to our a quick break.
Yeah, I'm never going to come back and tell me. You know, we met a lot of young entrepreneurs. One of them in particular, the brother, young brother that was 13, that was the computer geek.
What was it? Yeah, James is a genius. And like I said, hold that talk soon as we get back. I want you to tell everybody about that young man. He was really, really, really amazing.
Yeah.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget. Bineman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.bynumandassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Took place there. One of them was we met a young gentleman. His name was Makard Lafayette. And Makard is a student of Cramden Institute, which is a school in Raleigh-Durham that teaches computer information, you know, computer technology. So Brother Lafayette, Makard A. Lafayette, his services include virus removal, cleaning up hard drives, adding more RAM. You can install Microsoft or Home Pro or whatever you want. He works on different operating systems, of course, Windows XP, Windows 7, which is getting to be old, or Windows 10. And he says he works on Mac, and Linux. And we know Linux is a pretty, pretty professional type computer knowledge that a person has. Matter of fact, it pays a lot of money to work in that field with the Linux, as well as Ubuntu. And I don't know what Ubuntu system is. Have you ever heard of that, Brother Malone?
When I was there in North Carolina, it was the first time.
Did you hear that?
I heard of that system. It was explained by that young man.
Yeah. And he says his cost is always negotiable since he's a 13-year-old, known as the teen geek. And he's getting more experience than he is money right now because that's what he wants. Because in the future, he knows that, you know, money won't be a problem making that with the kind of knowledge that he had about the computer science. But was very impressed with him, brother. I think I took a picture of you and him together, too, with the father there at the table.
Yeah,
he was made proud
of
his son.
His dad was so proud of him.
Yeah.
But yeah, this young man, is no doubt about it, is going to be able to write his own ticket. That's what I mean about business. And having those of us who are in business, but we don't have the technology. Like, for instance, when I got a business degree, we didn't have the computers then. So, again, the knowledge that I have, though, from the theory that I guess I should say,
yeah,
that I got from business that was, allowed me to go into business,
mm-hmm,
and to put business to its practicality, now I can have young folks to come in with that technology. And this young man was a demonstration of just that, as to where he can come in and help us to advance from where we are to another stage because of the technology field. Also want to play some attention to and comments on Brother Malik with
Bye Black. Mm-hmm.
I thought he did a wonderful job, but I can tell you, I can't tell you how proud I am of that young man. But there's no doubt, Brother Malik, and We Buy Black is, and that's what I mean about technology. And Brother Malik, I will admit, he learned from the community. But what he learned from the community, he was able to put out in a tactical, as to where now you can see it in a technology form, and it's working out. I thought it's extremely wonderful, and it looked like it's going to take We Buy Black and that corporation looks like they're well on their way. And I can say all the business folks here in the Washington metropolitan area, and he admitted to that. And that's one of the things I was so proud of. He admitted to, he learned from the business associations and being around the business associations through his time through college. And he even gave me a little pat on the back. So but not so much pat me, but proving the point that these young folks are watching us. They're learning from us. And so the more we can assist them, and the more they can assist us also, Because, like I said, one thing they have that we didn't get is the technology.
Right.
We have business degrees, but we don't have the technology to go with those degrees like our young business folks that are coming to the field today. But that type of a business experience, along with this new technology, boy, it could really take off like a jet. And that's what we are eager to do, is start working with. These entrepreneurs are here to put everybody into business. You want to go into the shoe business. You don't want to go into the suit business. I was thinking, one of the things I was thinking about, Brother Aziz, I've always wanted, something as simple as nothing but selling shirts and ties. Washington, D.C. is a business area. Everybody in Washington, D.C. has a need for shirts and ties. And so a little small boutique of shirts and ties, I can see just. And so, again, all of that is available. You don't have to necessarily have to have the entire department store where I have every item. No, I can see shirts and ties. And I have a little small boutique. I think it would be quite wonderful with something as small, as simple as that.
I tell you how good it can be, your idea can be. You remember I used to go over to Korea a lot when my brother was over there? And he was over there 9 years, him, his wife, my sister-in-law, and I went over there a number of times, and I met a number of tailors. Now, I was able to get me 100% cotton shirts made in any design I wanted for
$9. For $9, see what I'm saying? And what do you pay, about $90 to $100 for a
tailor-made shirt?
Well, you know, we buy them, you know, we know what we're buying.
So I talked to the guy whose nickname was Lucky. I don't remember his career name, but anyway, that's what all the GIs and all that call him. And I told Lucky, you know, I bought some things from him and sold them back on my job at the airline, like some leather coats and things like that. And I asked him about that. I said, Lucky, what if I got one of your size charts from you and took the guy's size and everything and showed you a picture of how much it, you know, showed you a picture of the shirt, because that's all they need is a picture. They can make it.
Right.
He said, no problem, I can do that. So what I'm saying to you, your idea is a great idea, because you could actually take somebody's size, and you just said technology.
Precisely.
Before, when you had to mail something, wait for weeks to get to Korea or China, computer, send the chart, send the size chart and everything on there, what the shirt looked like. Papa's going to make it for us.
But Brother Aziz, the beautiful thing about that, and I remember back when you was going, I think you call it Unusual Things or something.
That's right.
You guys was coming back. But today, as we speak right now, those shirts that we're talking about, and ties, the shoes, everything we have them. Imam W.D. Muhammad and that wholesale distributorship he has over there with China and some of these. The supply is already here. If I wanted the shirts again, you're right. When you talk, I can go in now. I don't have to go to China. I don't have to go overseas. No one helped to.
Right.
All they got to do is in another month, right after Ramadan, they'll be able to go on our radio station. They'll be able to go to our shopping center, which is going online, and go into the New Africa Business Association shopping center, and they can buy it right from the comfort of their own home.
Yeah.
They can buy it as a wholesale, and it means they're buying it in bulk. And you're right, you might be buying those shirts. I don't want to quote the prices, because somebody said, well, Biner said the shirts was this and that. I'm not the wholesaler, but I can say what I heard from the wholesaler.
Yeah.
The wholesaler says they're paying that those who want to go into business and wish to go into buy wholesale prices whatever we bought the shirts from, and like I said, if the shirts was bought from China for $10, we only gonna put a 25% markup on that $10. So if you put a 25% markup on $10, what are you paying? About $12,
$13,
$14?
Well, it's $250 extra.
$250, see what I'm saying? Me and my desk reports are but there you go. But I'm saying, so there you go with the $12 or $15, 100% cotton. Whereby I know I buy these 100% cotton shirts, $85, $90.
Yeah.
And whether you get the French cuffs or whether you get the button.
Right.
But see, that's the markups that we are paying as entrepreneurs. When we go and buy these things, but now we don't have to be the consumer anymore. No, we can come to our own markets, our own black markets, and we can buy now in bulk. And like I said, just go on the computer, go to the New African Business Association blog, internet shopping,
right? Yeah,
and go to our internet shopping center.
Yeah.
You're going to see all these supplies, shoes, toothpaste. I mean, anything you can go into Walmart and purchase, you'll be able to purchase at our shopping center. The only reason you can't get it as we speak, we haven't put it on the shopping center. But the supplies are here.
Well, you know, some of the major department stores in our area as well as across the country now, or shutting down a number of their retail stores. They're minimizing it down now because the real it's been hit the market, the fact that everybody, not everybody, but most people now are ordering offline.
Oh, yeah.
And the businesses
malls are closing down.
Yeah, they're offering like no shipping costs.
Yeah, malls are closing malls down. Because again, But the beautiful thing about the New Africa Business Association and having all of our associations all over the country, along with our national association, now we want all the markets. But remember, the New Africa, African Americans only need their own market.
Right.
We did over $1.1 trillion consuming with others just last year. And that was only in consumer spending. That had nothing to do with federal taxational spending. Just consumer spending. So we can see how strong our dollar is. And those that we're making billionaires every day. But that's beginning to change. Now we can start making each other stuff. Again,
right.
We don't have really any competition. Only thing we need to do is, like I said, where is the businesses located? And we're going to be able to tell everybody, you going to Chicago? Fine, go to the New African Business Association in Chicago. It's going to tell you where every business, you know, one of the amazing things I know was when you and I was down in North Carolina, we got there a little late. Remember when we went out looking for a restaurant?
Yes.
And we asked Google.
Right.
What do we ask Google? You.
We asked Google for halal. I think a halal restaurant, something like that.
And asked Google for a halal restaurant. We asked them for a Jamaican restaurant.
Right, Jamaican.
And we asked them for an African American restaurant.
And nothing come up.
Nothing. And guess where we was located when we asked? Cary, North Carolina.
Right.
We didn't know Cary, North Carolina was
right.
For all the rich folks and all your how-to-do. Everybody who lives in Cary is supposed to be on here. What color you see it in? You're supposed to be somewhere having it made. That's the type of
we didn't know it because we had been there and was looking around and people told us and we looked around and it all added up.
Yeah. Yeah, so again, that's what will be eliminated. You'll be able to go to Google and now ask where is I'm in North Carolina, I'm in Chicago, I'm in New York, I'm in Washington, D.C.
We'll tell you where. You contact the
New African Business Association.
We'll tell you where.
And we're going to, and they're right there. They're going to be right there listed for you. Whether you want to go to the business director and just find the businesses, or whether you want to go to the shopping center and have it all delivered directly to your door.
You know, the brother Rasul there from down in Miami, Florida, that had the big clothing store.
Precisely, oh yes.
You know, I was thinking about the malls. He said he owned three of them,
three strip malls.
One thing about us, we're like a gregarious type of people. We like to come out, even though we can go online and do shopping. But if that mall, one of these empty malls, was no longer operating, and your new Africa was put in there, believe me, I believe there will be more people come there than that did online shopping.
We are very sociable.
Yeah, thank you.
We like being social. We like hanging out. So, no, as far as these malls being closed down, that is going to be our opportunity.
Yeah.
No, we're not closed. Yes, we're going to have our online shopping for those who want to go.
Right.
But at the same time, the businesses will be right there in your community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right in your community, because again, our competition didn't leave town. Matter of fact, our competition haven't even started being competitive within business, because we haven't been in.
Right.
This is our beginning.
Right. Yeah.
And like I said, joining and now being able to have local and national businesses organized together, working together to sponsor each other.
Yes.
That is a good achievement. That is a wonderful achievement, and it's an achievement that when we get our Christian brothers and sisters organized to come on board with this type of organization, with their businesses as well, that things can be sold directly from their stores. Everybody, you know, we're just making it all happen.
Right.
But the money is being generated right from your own particular business. It ain't coming through us. We're just making it all happen as to where you can sell your business, your services and goods.
You know where our tax professional lives? Miss Baker,
yes.
Over in that area, remember the church that took the mall there?
Yes, yes.
They did good with making part of the church, but they missed out on a big opportunity to put businesses in there where that community right around.
Yeah,
right around.
Yeah. Again, when it comes to mixing religious and business sort of together, I don't know what to do too much with that. Business is to me is an open enterprise where you're selling your goods and your service to anyone who can afford to come in. But to say that I have to be a member of my church or a member of the in order to go over there and that's well, it's limited you as a business person, and I don't believe in being limited as a business person. And that's why I see we have success as African American Muslims, but we have huge success as African Americans, period.
Right.
Bringing in the entire African American nation rather than just African American Muslims. Now, African American Muslims have been striving for their independence for a long time, ever since the Honorable Elijah Muhammad started. One of the first things, his first message was to do for self.
That's right.
He never spoke of anything and never give up doing for self. It started out with it. And and like I said, it's been going on now for almost 100 years.
I know a Christian minister named Luke Edwards, Bishop Luke Edwards.
There you go.
Down in Opelika, Alabama. Mm-hmm. You follow Alabama. Mm-hmm. They own his little group, owns about 5,000 acres and all that stuff. Got a big cattle farm on hotels, truck stop, where they repair tractor trailers too.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to him, me and Brother Isaac went on there, you know, talked to him because they got the cattle and they had three slaughterhouses.
Mm-hmm.
come from Detroit. He come from Detroit, right? Guess why he left Detroit? Even though he didn't turn the move. He said he listened to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talking about do for self and building a community nest. He said it hit him in the head, and he left and went down to Alabama. And today they have brothers something. And I hope we get a chance, you know, go down there. Imam Warabi Muhammad, we invited him down there, and he came down with two of his
aides. We don't have another choice but to go visit him. Like I said, this movement that we are making is for the African American nation. We just know as African American Muslims, we have the experience, we have the knowledge, and we are local, and we're national, and we can come together just like that. Motions, everything is in motion. The wheels are turning.
Yes.
And we're saying everybody who wants to get on board, we're not shutting out because we know our success is the African American community and the African American nation.
Absolutely.
And of course, that makes up all of us.
That's all of us.
And as Muslims, we're saying we know we've been going in that direction for a long time. And now we can present not only when we go to our own brothers and sisters, but when we go to all of our brothers and sisters, we can not only talk about business, and the type of business that you talk about being put in, we ask you, like I said, after Ramadan, we got these many, many businesses that are quite successful, shoe business, air business, brothers who in water, brother in Mississippi owns his own spring, his own natural spring where he's selling water, and I'm saying that's a real thing. Got folks out there now, these water is $2 a bottle. Cost more to buy water than any other beverage they put in these here freezers. Water is the highest beverage.
Right.
And something is wrong with that. So again, this is what we can, like I said, this brother said he has a whole great big natural spring. Great big natural spring. So again, he's already distributing water. He's already rich from it. But now he's giving everybody else a chance to look. You can either buy the water for your own home at a much, much lower cost for your own self, or you can go into business and sell water just like you see anyone else out there selling. But the thing about it is you can buy it much cheaper. Through the business association, and they will be on telling you how you can buy directly from them. Brother Aziz, look like when we get into these business discussions, the hour goes by quite fast. So we're right
at the fastest I've ever seen it go by. You know, we're looking at.
She's getting ready to kick us off as we speak. So I am going to excuse me. Say to the audience, thanks so much for your attention. We ask that you stay tuned because the best is yet to come.
Yes, definitely. What one can't do, many can.
What one can't do, the many of us can. Thanks so much, Aziz, for
reminding
of us because that is our ammunition and our direction.
Thank you.
Drink's been around for a while. Shabazz Drinks, he's been around for a good while. But again, you know, I don't know if his stuff is any of the stores up in New York.